In the Middle East, a music video that praises suicide bombings and invites children to take similar action is causing controversy. The video is running on the new Palestinian TV channel set up by the Islamic group Hamas. It's about a young mother who blew herself up at an Israeli checkpoint 3 years ago. And it includes actors posing as her children who say they will follow in her footsteps. Iris Mackler has the story.
This is the music video about Rima Riashi. 3 years ago, she blew herself up at the Gaza border crossing, killing 4 Israeli soldiers. Before she died, Riashi posed holding a machine gun in one hand and her 12-month-old son in the other. He held a missile in his small fist. Riashi was the first female suicide bomber to be sent by the Islamic group Hamas. Now Hamas is making further use of Riashi's death in a music video on Al-Aqsa Television, the new Hamas TV station. A girl playing Riashi's young daughter watches her mother prepare for the suicide bombing. She sings, "Mummy, what are you carrying in your arms instead of me? A toy or a present for me?" After she learns how her mother died, the girl sings, "Only now I know what was more precious than us." At the end of the music video, the girl opens a dressing table drawer and finds explosives. She picks them up and vows to copy her mother. This video is being run without explanation or commentary between programs on the Hamas television station. In addition, the station also interviewed Riashi's children last month. Her daughter Duha is now 6 and her son Muhammad 4. A man in a suit asked them where their mother was. Both children answered, "Paradise." When he asked how many Jews she had killed, the little boy held up 5 fingers.
I'm really shocked.
Khalid Batraoui is spokesman for the Mandela Institute in Ramallah, a group which campaigns on behalf of Palestinian prisoners, including children. He argues this is exploitation.
Because this influences the children all the life. I don't feel at all that children should be involved in this cycle of violence and counter-violence.
Batraoui also argues that the music video is dangerous because it's ideologically driven.
Trying to create a generation which holds fundamentalist ideas.
Palestinian parliamentarians from the Hamas party defend the music video and interview. They say they don't exploit children or glorify suicide bombings. Wasfi Kabaha is a Hamas minister without portfolio in the new Palestinian National Unity government.
There are certain customs with the Palestinian people, so that they are practicing their customs and their values. They are not glorifying terrorism and never glorify terrorism. And identifying terrorism is now a sort of a dispute item.
But many Palestinians are concerned about the rising levels of violence in their society and the message such videos send to their children. Iris Mackler, CBC News, Ramallah.